actually some work that was done by students of mine at Montana State University in Billings last year. I've since moved to Grenada since then. This is an undergraduate class in health promotion methods, and as part of this class, we usually have a project that they're developed where they would be in charge of designing, developing, implementing, and evaluating a health promotion project over the course of 15 weeks. And in this particular case, the problem I gave them was the population we're interested in looking at were non-traditional college students. If you've worked on college campuses at all, it's very difficult to get students, let alone non-traditional college students, to attend health education, health promotion events. With our population, the majority of our students, we have an urban population. If you can call anywhere in Billings, Montana, the urban. Once students come to class, they don't come back after class. These are people who have jobs, they have families, and other things are going on. So getting them involved in health education, health promotion can be a challenge. And so we have the students go through a planning process to actually figure out how are they going to target this particular group. What they decided to do was focus on a web-based delivery of a multiple-choice quiz for breast and testicular cancer prevention. It was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They were very interested in doing that. And they said, well, there's another segment of the population we want to focus on as well, so let's combine that with testicular cancer. And primarily what they're doing is they're just asking these multiple-choice questions, just 10 questions. And what would happen was, as far as the marketing of this, what they did that through direct emails through all students on our campus, as well as faculty and staff on our campus, so they could share with other students as well. We had flyers around campus. We had some business size cards. I'll show you some examples of that we left at any little area around campus where folks could pick up these little cards. So that was the marketing we did. The incentive was that if folks could go through all 10 of these questions and get all of them right, they were entered into a contest where they could win prizes. And students were also responsible for going out and getting funding for this project. So they wrote up a short little proposal through our United Way. They went to Target and Walmart and asked for donations for prizes and so forth. Because people had to get 100% correct, they can go back and do the quiz as many times as they want. And so they were able to, again, reinforce the correct answers. So this is an example of one of the business cards the students put up with some of our sponsors there. They decided that a real incentive for college students was to win iPods. So we were able to get enough money donated. We were able to go out and buy 6 iPods as far as that went. And then there was a specific website that they can go to. Some of the students, this was a very small class, but there were only 8 students in this class, so it was great for me because I could, you know, really assign different aspects of them. Some were in charge of the marketing, some were in charge of developing the web pages, some of them were actually developing the questions and the research behind the questions, so it was kind of a nice little project for them. When they went to that particular website, which is actually my own website, and it was just easy to put the cancer at the end of that, so it's an easy one for them to get to as opposed to specific internet site. This would be the web page, test their knowledge and win. Before they take the quiz, if they wanted to, we had links for places they can go to get information, which would help them get 100% correct. I don't know that any students actually did that, but we made the information available for them beforehand. And then what we did, again, we had a very short window of time to complete this entire project in. So what the students decided to do was use SurveyMonkey. I had an account on SurveyMonkey. If you've never used SurveyMonkey, it's really easy, user-friendly system to use. So that's where the quiz questions were actually put. So each page of SurveyMonkey had one question. Then the next screen would bring up the correct answers. So they could actually get the reinforcement immediately in terms of whether or not the answer was correct or incorrect. And so this is what SurveyMonkey's platform looks like. This is our welcome page. And then again, they just click to it, go through the answers. You could go through and answer all 10 questions probably in about 15 minutes. So we're talking about a very, very brief intervention. Again, what the point was to try to get some information across in as short a time as possible in a multiple choice format. Students spent a lot of time developing the questions. They didn't have a lot of time to pilot test it or even have to go through it, but again, I thought they did a pretty good job in the amount of time that they had. And this was our final screen once they went through all the questions. Thank you for completing the quiz. And then we listed all the questions, our 9 questions there. The actual last question that we asked them was, do you actually do a self-examination on a regular, on a monthly basis, whether they're a male or female? And the correct answer was yes. So again, if they answered no, they find out right away that they weren't eligible to win the iPod, and they have to go back through the system, and eventually they would learn that they had to answer yes to that question in order to win a chance to win an iPod. And the students were pretty clever in that, in terms of whether or not, some students didn't even want to give them a second chance. I don't know, let's give them a second chance to get this. I think those were the ones who had friends who wanted to win iPods. Anyway, that's the final screen. Results, we had 473 participants in a very short period of time. Now again, in terms of targeting that population we're looking at, there's no way if we had an evening session on breast and testicular cancer that we advertised, that there's no way in the world we'd ever get 473 people to show up to a health education, health promotion program. So we were able to do that pretty quickly. 73%, our population, our campus is actually predominantly female. Close to 60% of our population is female on this campus, but I was still hoping that we get more males, especially since it was a technological intervention. But we just didn't do that. 77% were students. We actually had quite a bit of faculty and staff who also went through the program. They were interested in winning iPods for their kids or whatever, or for themselves. And then we had a bunch of people just from outside the community. Within our county, students also did advertise it in the local paper. Word of mouth got around, and we actually had someone from London, England, who found the website and went through the assessment as well. 2 to 6 weeks after the intervention, and I'm saying 2 to 6 weeks afterwards, because as people were getting the correct answers and they completed it, we would send them an email saying, okay, yes, you've done what you need to do. Could you please now also fill out an evaluation for us online? So again, using SurveyMonkey, we developed an evaluation instrument to evaluate the effectiveness of this. And one of the questions we asked them was, you know, like a lot of other people said, people like learning using this format. So 96.2% agreed that web-based question answer process to introduce concepts of self-examination for cancer awareness was helpful in facilitating their learning. That was kind of nice to know. We also thought it'd be interesting to find out how many were doing it just to get a chance to win the prize. And sure enough, 12.6% said they didn't really care about breast or testicular cancer. They just wanted to win an iPod. And we also had massages and stuff in the bookstore and a whole bunch of other prizes that we ended up giving away. We did have some movement through the stages of change, though. We did ask them self-perception, you know, prior to going through the intervention. Where were they within the stages change in terms of regularly participating in this or never participating and so forth? And we did see some changes there, pre to post, pre contemplation went from 17.3% of the population to down to 2.5%, and you see they moved into the other stages. I'm not sure why we had a decrease in maintenance. That didn't make a whole lot of sense, but again, a lot more people going into preparation in the action stage. So again, students felt pretty good about the amount of, you know, time that was involved in putting this together and being able to show something. I just wanted to show this as an example. Again, this is my students' work, not necessarily my work, but I had something to do with the process of guiding them through an educational intervention where they could put something together very quickly, very easily, and get some fairly significant results. And my last page with their names didn't come out, so I'm going to put it up there. But if you want their information to come out, I'll share that information with you. Thank you.
Thank you.